Okay, another tough opponent this weekend, Washington, playing them down in the D.C. area and Maryland area. Offensively, they've got a lot of weapons at their skill positions. They use, you know, three backs they've been working with all year. And, I mean, statistically, they're averaging like 112 yards rushing a game. They're throwing the ball for about 300 a game. And on third down, they've been very efficient into the mid-40s. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us this weekend. Questions?
George, do you expect to see more of that quick passing, the way that Kirk Cousins likes to spread it around and get out of his hand quickly?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very efficient for him throughout the course of the year, so I would look for them to continue to build on that and get the ball out of his hands. I mean, he hadn't been sacked very much. He's only been sacked 11 times. So that's a formula that's been working for him throughout, so I would expect to see the same thing.
When teams are throwing the ball that quick, is that something that you can – beat with a pass rush, or is it just one of those where you say,
well, it just depends. That's why we always say coverage and pass rush go hand in hand. Yeah. It just depends on the leverage that you have on the routes, whether he's got to hold it or if he's just going to go ahead and throw it out there right now. But you can still affect the quarterback. You may not sack him, but you're still going to affect the quarterback in those situations.
What have you seen from Danielle Hunter really over he had a lot of impact plays earlier in the season. He made a couple plays last game, but do you see the same kind of impact from game?
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, he's been consistent in his work ethic, and from week to week, you can still see him getting better. You can still working on his craft, working on his toolbox and his pass rush, and he does a good job against the run also. So we're looking for him to just continue to get better as we keep progressing down the road.
Make Jordan Reed so effective for them?
I think his ability, number one, to get in and out of cuts. I mean, he does a lot of things as far as his stemming on his routes, where you've really got to be disciplined with the leverage on him, whether it's in a short area or if it's down the field. He does a good job of stemming players and then breaking out of the cut the opposite way. So it's going to require us to really be disciplined on him, and he's our leading receiver right now, so we're going to have to do a good job on him.
Is he one of those tight ends that's kind of a matchup problem, whether it's a linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, he presents a definite matchup, especially if you're in man coverage on who you're going to cover him up with in those type fields.
I know there's a lot of factors, but are you concerned, 19 sacks in your first five games of only two during this three-game losing streak?
It's not what we emphasize the most. I mean, our biggest thing is we know that they're tied together. We got to do a good job in the coverage, and those things will come. Those numbers will come as you keep increasing. But the last couple of quarterbacks we've had, they're getting the ball out quick and those type deals, and that's a part of it. So from our aspect of it, we just don't focus on the stats of sacks and those kind of deals. We talk about everything we need to achieve as a unit.
He's not a very big guy. What's made him so efficient?
I mean, in the slot, I mean, he's another one. Does a great job with his short area quickness, getting in and out of breaks. Again, they get the ball out quick, so when he's coming out of his break, that ball's coming out. He's done a good job of run after the catch. I mean, that's been a big thing that we've tried to emphasize this week, is run after the catch. As a slot receiver, he does an excellent job of that, where he gets free off the leverage, and then the next thing you know, if you miss a tackle, he's getting a big play out of it.
That's it.
All right, thanks, Scott.